suppose there's a problem, but we have an institution of shtar. How can you say mipik sovim is not acceptable? So the Rambam wrote that shtar is only midirabbanan. Shtaras are only good, is a takonat rabbanan based on hefker, based on hefker. Only works in didi mamonis and doesn't work in isa v'heter, and even in didi mamonis it doesn't work by knas. Only by mamon and not by knas. That's the Rambam. Where do we see the Rambam? Perigil, perigdalad, the hilchasedis. The Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvahs disagrees with the Rambam. Yes, how can you say shtaras are midirabbanan? The Chumash talks about a get, the Gemara on Zatham of Pasuk, Makash Havai Litzia, that there's an institution of Kiddushin Bishtar. And you have the Psukim in Yirmiyah, that he sold his field, his cousin, Yirmiyah's cousin, sold him the field. Are you there, Kinyan Shtar? Sefer HaMikneh. Sefer HaMikneh is a Shtar Kinyan. How can you say no such thing as Shtar on the level of the Raisis of the Ksais and the Nesivis explained? The Rambam only meant to say that Shtari Raya Amid Rabban, Shtar Kinyan, of course, works Benatar. Shtar Kinyan and Shtar Raya, unrelated, they're two different things. They're clearly two different things. Shtar Raya, there never was a machlokes where the Shtar Raya needs Eidech Hasima. If you don't have Eidech Hasima sign, of course there's no Shtar Raya. Shtar Kinyan, that's a famous machlokes, Rav Meir and Rav Lozer, that's repeated every 10 dafim in Gittin, and it's in Ksubas also, later. Ksubas around Daf Tzadik Dalet also. Shnei Shtaras Hayotze Miyay Mechod, where is that? The bottom of Tzadik Dalem and Al, going over to Amid Beis. So the Gemara has this, Machlekes Rav Meir Rav Lozer, but Eidech Hasima Karsi, Eidech Mesira Karsi. A Shtar Raya, there never was a Machlekes. That's what the Tosis Vid writes in Bava Basra. In the end of Bava Basra, there never was a Machlekes by Shtar Raya. Of course you have Eidech Hasima. Machlekes Satanaim is, what's the nature of a Shtar Kinyan? So Rav Meir's opinion is that a Shtar Kinyan has to start off as a Shtar Raya. If I give a single girl a shtar raya that we are married, this causes the marriage to take effect. If I give my wife a shtar raya that we are divorced, this causes divorce to take effect. If I give you a shtar raya that my house belongs to you, this will cause that the house should not belong to you if we both agree. By kiddushin, you have to have they should both agree. By giving a maton of karka, by selling karka, they have to both agree. By get, you don't need they should both agree. The husband decides. The husband decides wants to give his wife a get. He gives her a shtar raya that they are divorced. And that causes the divorce to take effect. So Rav Meir's opinion is that shtar kinyan works via giving. Every shtar kinyan has to start off as a shtar raya. I give the person a raya that this change took place, and that causes the change to take place. We happen not to pass like Rav Meir. We pass like Rav Lozer. The shtar kinyan and shtar raya totally unrelated. Shtar raya, of course, you need eidech hasima. If no eidech hasima, so there's no shtar raya. Shtar Kinyan is a different thing. How do I cause Kiddushin to take effect? It has nothing to do with Mipiyam below in Piksovam. Adam don't have to sign at all. So I write the Shtar Hariyam Kodesh Asli. It's nothing to do with Adas. That's what the Ksais and the Nesivah say. When the Rambam wrote that all the Shtaras are only with the Rabbanan, he meant Shtar Raya are only with the Rabbanan. Shtar Kinyan, of course, works for Natar. It has nothing to do with Mipiyam below in Piksovam. But then Rab Chaim explains that the kasha of the Ramban wasn't so much from the institution of the get. That's not a kasha. The Ksais and the Sivas are right. Of course, a get is a shtar kinyan. And the Rambam's whole statement was that a shtar raya is only with the Rabban. The taina was, the Gemara says in Gittin every so often, when the husband gives his wife a get, that it causes a gerishin to take effect. And the Mishnah says, Sheyuhu, the Mishnah lists off many different takonas to Rabban. The list of one of the many takonas was Shehu who ate him chos mi malaget mipnei tikan oilam. Made a takona de Rabbanon. You should always have Eidech Hasima. The Gemara says, what do you mean a takona de Rabbanon? According to Rav Meir, that's the definition of a get. If you don't have Eidech Hasima, so the get is not valid. So what do you mean the Mishnah says it's a takona mipnei tikan oilam, Eidem should sign? The Gemara says the Mishnah obviously is the loiker Rav Meir. According to Rav Meir, Eidem have to sign lehikuvah. It has nothing to do with tikan oilam. The Eidim don't sign, you have no shtar raya, and every shtar kinyan has to start off by functioning as a shtar raya. Mishnah goes on libe de Rav Lozer that we beat Paskin. That Eidim Mesira Karsi, you don't need Eidech Hasima on the get. You could have given the get in the presence of Eidim Mesira and would have brought about the same effect that she would be Megureshes. But Midrabbanan, either Midrabbanan at Takonim and Pnei Tikkun Olam, that's what it sounds like in the Mishnah. Well, Tosfos tones it down. Tosfos says that this Takonim and Pnei Tikkun Olam means it's an Eitzah Teiva. Because the Gemara says in so many different places, according to Rav Lozer, you don't need Eidech Hasima. You just give the get in the presence of Edom Asira. So what happened to the Takarim if Neitikan Oilim Shehu Edom Chos Mala Get? So Tosfos learns that the Mishnah doesn't mean a Takara, that's the way you have to go. It's a suggestion, it's a good recommendation. Shehu Edom Chos Mala Get if Neitikan Oilim. What's the Tikan Oilim? So the Gemara says, maybe the Edom Asira. Husband will write a get for his wife. He'll give the get in the presence of Edom Asira. The Edom Asira will die, or the Edom Asira will move to Medina Zayam. And then a couple of years go by, and the woman wants to remarry. So how is she going to prove that she was divorced? If nobody knew the woman was married in the first place, and she comes and she says, Eishis ish oisi v'niz gar ashti, then the Mishnah says, that's a pesha osa pesha hiter. That's the Mishnah that we saw in Chabbesam and Aleph. Ishisham eishis ish oisi v'niz gar ashti, in that manner, a pesha osa pesha hiter. But the woman lived in the neighborhood for 25 years. Of course, we know she was married. She had children. Her children went to school much, and then the husband disappears. You don't know what happened. They're separated. We didn't hear the husband die. Husband is not here. So the wife claims that the husband divorced her. How is she going to prove that he divorced her? Maybe he left her. Maybe he suffered enough being married to her. And he left her. He left her alone. So she has to be able to prove that she got divorced. So Kozman, the Edom Asira, still live in the neighborhood. So when it'll be relevant, when she'll want to remarry, the Edom Asira will come to Bez, and they'll say, we remember seeing the husband give the wife a get, and she's allowed to remarry. What are you going to do? The Edom Asira die? Or the Edom Asira move away to Medina Zayam? So how can she prove that she's divorced? So that's an Eitzah Teiva or a Takana, one way or the other. Sheyehu Edom Chos Mimala Get, the Mishnah says, so that later on, even if the Edom Asira die, the Edom Asira will move away, she'll be able to prove by holding on to the get that she was Nizgarsha. So there the get is not only serving as a Shtar Kinyan to affect the Gerishin, her holding on to the get causes that the get now serves as a Shtar Raya. So that's a Shtar, but according to the Rambam, all Shtar Raya are only with the Rabbana. There's no such thing as a Shtar Raya on the level of the Raya, because Mupim Ulam Piksova. So how can the get serve as a Shtar Raya? So that's what Prime explains, that was the Kasha. That was the Ramban's Kasha. The Ramban quoted that Gemara. Ramban didn't just ask that there's an institution of a get. A get is Edom Asira Karsi. A get has nothing to do with the Haggadah Seder at all. But the fact that if the Edom signed on the get, it can serve later on as a Shtar Raya, that's the time. How can it serve as a Shtar Raya? So Rav Chaim answers the same answer that the Tzeis and the Siddhas gave, answers this question also. What's the answer? That the Baal HaMor writes there in Yevamos Daf Lamed Aleph, and that Daf where Tosfos is quoting from. And the Tosfos says it over here, Chof Amid Beis, it's long Tosfos. So Tosfos says the klal is, if the shtar is written, midas ha-mischayiv, then it's not the psul of mipiyam alam piksavim. If the Edom write the shtar on their own, the Edom see a halvor, or the Edom see a hezek, or they see a gzela, and they write on their own, they write a shtar, and they give it to the nizik. They saw someone was smashed a window. Two Edom write up the whole story, and they give it to me. I should use it as evidence of it. So the shtar was not authorized to be written by the one against whom it's coming to. It's detrimental to the other mamazik. That shtar says he has to pay me. He didn't authorize the writing of the shtar. So that's what Tosfos says, and that's what the Baal HaMor writes. That's the psul of mipiyam olam piksov. Baal HaMor uses a melitza. He doesn't say you need das hamischayv. He says like this: since a shtar can only be written if the das hamischayv authorizes it, so that's not a violation of mipiksovam. The drasha was mipihem al pishnai meinim al pishnai edim yakam davar. The Gemara has a drasha mipihem v'lo mipiksovam. It's called mipiksovam, and it's possible if the edim decide on their own they want to sign it. But if the odom amazik says write him a shtar that I smashed his window and that I owe him all this money, so if, or the loiva says write a shtar that I owe the malva $1,000, then he let me the money. So then the Baal HaMor uses a melitza. That's mipiksovo. That's how it was balled in. The loiv admitted to the Edom, write him a shtar. Or the mazik admitted to the Edom, I smashed his window, my behemoth ate up all of his box of Cheerios or whatever. So if the one against whom the shtar is coming to testify admits, and he authorizes the Edom to write, then it's called mipik savo, it's not called mipik savo. That's the snazi melitza that the Baal HaMor has. A shtar is not a psula mipik savo, because it's mipik savo. But that's basically the same as what Tosfos said. Tosfos, the Loshen is very megumgum. Tosfos says the shtar has to be written midash nehem. That's not accurate. The Mishnah says in the end of the Masim, kosem shtar la loiva, afal pi shein malva imon. The malva doesn't have to authorize the writing of the shtar. The shtar halva is detrimental to the loiva. Shtar halva says that the loiva owes money to the malva. It's in favor. It's going to benefit the malva. Malva doesn't have to authorize the writing of the shtar. Mishnah says the loiva has to authorize. Mishnah says in the end of Barbasa, kois mishtar la loiva, afal pi shein malva ima. The loiva comes to the eidim and he says, I borrowed $1,000 from Reuven, write a shtar. He says, I want to borrow $1,000 from Reuven, write a shtar that I owe him $1,000. The malva is not here. Reuven is not here. The loiva is here. So the Mishnah says you need the ksivas hashtar has to be midas hamischayev.
Maybe the malva
would
doesn't want it because he doesn't want to watch
the
star.
Maybe the malva
doesn't want it because he doesn't have to watch that star now.
If he doesn't have it, he's in a worse predicament. At least if he has, and he has what to base, he has something to prove that the loiva owes him money. If he has no star, he has nothing to prove. So better to have it fixed. The Aiden can die. The Aiden can move away like this. I have a piece of paper. Even if they die, I still have the shtar. So it's going to be a benefit to the malva that he's going to have. It's good. The malva stands to gain. It doesn't have to lose anything. So that's what Tosfos said. That's what the Baal HaMoor says. That the shtar has to be written midas hamischayev. Here the Gemara says a person keeps a diary. Person keeps a diary, and he writes down what happens every day. And then he writes down in his diary, on this day someone smashed someone else's window, or someone borrowed money from somebody else, and then 25 years later he looks in his diary and he says, oh, look what happened then. Pliny borrowed $1,000 from the other guy. So the Gemara says, if he remembers on his own that it happened, good, he can come and testify. I remember that 25 years ago. And even if on his own he wouldn't even be thinking about it, but he's reading his diary, what happened to him? He says, oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah. He remembers everything that happened. Fine. So if he remembers, it's good. If he doesn't remember, and he's going to come to bed, he's going to say. So the Gemara says that's not acceptable. So Tosfos says, why is it not acceptable? It's a shtar. Why isn't diary a shtar? So Tosfos gives a lot of answers. So one answer is, it's not written by Loshon Shtar. If it would say there, this is to testify that I watched the halvoah that Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and I signed my name on the bottom. So that what Tosfos says, maybe that'll be a shtar. It'll only be eight echad. It's my diary. So if someone else keeps a diary also, the other guy wrote in his diary, this is to ascertain. But I didn't write this is to ascertain. I wrote, I davened in the shtibel that morning because I didn't feel well, so I didn't daven in the yeshiva. And then there was a bris in the shtibel, and then there was a pigyon ben, and then Pliny borrowed $1,000 to pay the waiters. I write that in the middle of a whole story. So that's not benusach shel shtar. So Tosfos said, that's one answer. Maybe he didn't write it benusach shel shtar. Maybe that's why it's not acceptable as a shtar. And Tosfos gives another answer. There was no das hamischayev. The guy writes a diary. He wasn't authorized by the das hamischayev, the one against whom the shtar is going to testify. He wasn't authorized by him to write it. So that's what Tosfos says, and the Baal HaMoor says like that also. That's the difference. That's the key difference between a shtar and a piksovim. If the eidim write on their own, that's a psulim, a pivolo, and piksovim. And if the das hamischayev authorizes the writing on the shtar, then it's good. Then Tosfos writes, what if the das hamischayev didn't authorize? Das hamischayev didn't authorize. And I write down, I was watching the halvor. So I write down, I watched the halvor, Reuven lent Shimon $1,000. And I want the Bezin to know that he owes the money. And I send a letter into Bezin. So Tosfos says, fine, I won't have a din of shtar, but when Bezin will read the letter, it'll be a Kabbalah Seidus. If I signed it alone, so it'll be a Eidechad. Eidechad will be good to the extent of a Shvur. If another guy watched also the Halva, he'll also send in a letter to the Bezin. I'll send a letter to the Bezin, he'll send a letter to the Bezin. So Bezin will have a Haggadah of two Eidim. But the Haggadah Seidus will only be chal when Bezin will receive the letter in the mail and they'll read it. Then it's Haggadah Seidus. Let's say at the time the Halvor, when Reuven lent the money, when the Malva lent the money to the Leiva, let's say I was not related to either the Malva or the Leiva. And then I write the whole story down. I'm still not related. And then by the time Bezin reads the letter, I married the sister of the Malva or the Leiva. Or he married my daughter. We just became Kraven. At the time that I wrote the letter, time the halvo occurred, the time I wrote the letter, I was not related. And then someone gets married, and I just became a korb. So by the time the bezin reads the letter, now we are kreizim. See, if it would be initially, if it would have been written midas hamischayev, then we'll have a din of shtar. So that's a gemara in the end of Baba Basra.
if Edom signed on a shtar at the time that they were ruchaykim, that means that they were not related, and then the shtar was signed, sealed, and delivered. They gave it to the Baal HaShtar. And then later on, one of the Edom, or both of the Edom, marry somebody over there, the sister or daughter, they became kroivim to the Malva, to the Leida. So Gemara says that doesn't pose a problem. The Edus was chal. The minute the shtar was given over to the Baal HaShtar, the Edus was chal already. Even if the Edom died, the shtar is good. They don't have to be kosher 25 years later. They don't have to be alive even 25 years later. So that's if the shtar was written, the Midas HaMeschayev has a din shtar. So the Hagodas Edus already took place. Edom HaChsumah al HaShtar, the Hagodas Edus already took place. But Taisus says, what if the fellow writes the letter on his own without being authorized by the Das HaMeschayev? And then he sends it into Bezin. So Taisus says, fine, so I won't have a din shtar. It didn't have a din kilo nechre dusim in Bezin from the time that he signed it. But if and when Bezin will read it, that will be a Kabbalah Edus. So that depends at the time that Bezin reads it, as he still kosher la'edus. And if he forgot the whole story, at the time that he wrote the letter, he sent the letter to Eretz Yisrael. And the boat delivering the mail to Eretz Yisrael is a long boat around China. It takes 2 years till it gets there. By the time the letter reaches the Bezin and Yerushalayim, the guy forgot the whole story. Or the guy who signed the letter marries the sister of the Malva the Leuven. Now he's a Karev. So by the time Bezin receives it, the Kabbalah said it's going to be when Bezin reads it. By the time the Kabbalah said it, they forgot the whole story, or it became a Korev already, so then it's not acceptable, then it's not kosher
Leidus. But Tosus when he makes it Leidus Mia Hadi, that's before he comes on the Basin side. He's talking within when there's only one aid on the Shtar.
Okay. So when...
he's saying Leidus, it's still Leidus.
Which line in Tosus did... Tosus has a lot of things to say here. Which line are you talking about?
When Tosus says Edus Mia Havi, Diachol Shol Ksav Yado,
okay.
Based in, that's before he's even mentioned the idea of Das Mischayev. He's talking about when it's one aid on the shtar, not two aidim, so you don't have a din shtar, but it's still considered. So Rabbi explained that based on a lack of.
Right. The top line in Tosus has a chiddush. That's a big machlekes Rishayim. Here Tosus has two opinions that. That shtar has its own rules and regulations. It's not whatever is good bal peh is good b'shtar. Shtar is a new din, has to be dafke to eidim based on the pasuk in Yirmiyah. Because the whole makkah for shtar is in Yirmiyah. There it says, v'oid all of eidim. I had two witnesses sign. So Tosfos wants to be mechadesh. If you only have eid echad signing, that wouldn't be considered a shtar. Right. But if a guy sends a letter to Bezin reads it, so Bezin reads it, that's a Kabbalah Seidus. It'll be eid echad. It'll be good to the extent of eid echad. Right. There's a big machlokes, the Shach and the Chayesh Mishpah quotes a big machlokes. What if I write a note, this is to ascertain that I borrowed $100,000 from Reuven and I owe him the money, and I sign on the bottom. And then Reuven produces, that's called the Shtar B'Ksav Yodai, I sign on the bottom. And then later on Reuven produces the Shtar. And he shows, the bank has all of the canceled checks, and the bank shows, that's the way I sign my name. Everybody knows, that's my handwriting, that's my signature. So it's an authentic shtar. So he kosher b'ksav yodai. So the shtar b'ksav yodai is good. So what happens if the loive later on says that the shtar is mezuyif? In general, let's say the malva has a shtar that's signed by two witnesses, and the loive says the shtar is mezuyif. So min haTorah is no such thing as tiny mezuyif. That's what Rish Lakish says. The Gemara quotes it. Where the Gemara quotes Rish Lakish? And Daf Yud Ches on the base. The Gemara quotes Rish Lakish, saying, "Edim Achsumim Al Ashtar Nase Kemishi Nechkere Edusim Lebezin." If you look in Gittin, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the context of that quotation is that Kiyum Hashtar is only needed midirabbanan. The Torah is no need for Kiyum Hashtar. Why not? Because that's what Rish Lakish said. Edim Achsumim Al Ashtar. Now it's considered as if you have let's say two Edom come and testify that Reuven borrowed $1,000 for Shimon, and Reuven looks at the Edom and says, I don't know who you are, I never saw you before, I don't know who Shimon is, I don't know what you're talking about, you're lying. It's the same as saying Mizuyev. He says the Edom are lying, I don't know, I never heard of the Malva, never heard of the Edom, the thing never happened. So the Leiva can say to the Edom, you're lying. That's Xeris HaKosov, that when two Edom walk into Bezin. The Rambam writes, it could be the Edom Malai, but that's what the Pasuk says, when two Edom testify in front of Bezin, we accept the Haggadah Seidus. So what if the Malva comes with a shtar that's signed by two Edom, and the shtar says that the Loiva borrowed $100,000 from him. So the Loiva says, The shtar is mezuyef, it's all a lie, it's a forgery. So Rish Lakish says, ben atara, there is no such thing. That's like if two edim come in person and they testify, and the leva says they're lying. There's an ishken taina. So if the malva has a shtar that's signed by two witnesses, the leva says the whole thing is a forgery, I never heard of him before, I never borrowed the money, the whole thing is sheker v'chazon. So ben atara, there is no such taina. The whole need for kiyum hashtar is only midirabbanan. Ben atara, there's no need for kiyum hashtar. So the Gemara says, in Exubis, in the second Perek, and the other Bar Basra, that because kiyum shtar is only needed midirabbanan, therefore there is certain kulas in kiyum hashtar. Usually Kabbalah say this has to be done b'fnei baltin. So here we say, if the Edom come and testify, that looks like our signature, so you can have kiyum hashtar shalav b'fnei baltin. Even if the loiva is not present, the loiva is one is screaming that it's a forgery. So one would have thought that the Edom who comes to testify, to authenticate the signatures, that they have to testify in the presence of the loiva, because he's the baldin over here. The Gemara is mekel, you can have kiyum hashtar shalav b'fnei baltin. You have other kulas also, because kiyum hashtar is only in the rabbanon, so we have kulas. So the Shach quotes a machlokes ha-goyinim, what if the malva has a shtar b'ksav yodei? He doesn't have a shtar signed by two witnesses. He has a shtar signed, supposedly, by the loiva himself. And the loiva says, I don't know, I never heard of the malva. This must be a forgery. I never borrowed money from anybody. I'm a rich man. Why should I borrow money? He's a poor man. I'm a rich man. If anything, maybe he borrowed money from me. I never borrowed money from anybody. I don't owe anybody any money in the world. So the din is that you need kiyum hashtar. If the loiva tainis that the shtar b'ksav yodei is mezuyif, you need kiyum hashtar. So the Shach quotes a machlokes among the goyinim. Do you need kiyum hashtar min haTorah or do you need kiyum hashtar min derabbanan? What kind of halacha is that? Rish Lakish says kiyum hashtar is always only min derabbanan. Why? Because eidim achzimum al hashtar, not only does the shtar say, Hagodah say this, that the love owes money to the malva, the shtar is considered as if it's made al atzma, that it's authentic. Shtar is made al atzma, that it's authentic. So when the leva taina said it's mezuyef, min haTorah, there is no such taina. That's like taining that two eidim who walked into Bezin and testify that I owe money, that's like saying that they're lying. You don't have the manas to say like that. So that's the question. This special din of shtar, is halacha of shtar, there's an institution of shtar, min haTorah. Rish Lakish says, Eidim achzim al hashtar is good min haTorah. How can it be good min haTorah? The Rambam says all stories in Mamanus are only mid the Rabbanu. So obviously there must be a shtar kinyan over here that's good min haTorah. The Rambam holds only story raya, no good. Min haTorah, they're only good midrabban. If you have a shtar kinyan, the Rambam agrees that that's good even for raya later on. If it started off as a shtar kinyan, that works min haTorah. So then that shtar can serve as a shtar raya even later. What's the bir hadavos? That's Rab Chaim explains. The Rambam agrees with Tosfos in the Balamor. This Tosfos Chaf on the base that the difference between a shtar and the piksavim is when the edim write on their own, that's no good mipim alam piksavim. But if they're authorized to write midas hamischayev, then it has a gzeres hakosav, then it has the din of shtar. So the Rambam holds that can't apply to shtari raya. The shtari raya, there is no das hamischayev. What is it being mischayev? I borrowed $1,000. When I borrowed the money, I owe you $1,000. When you write to shtar and I give it over to the malva, that's not creating any hischayev. It's impossible to have das hamischayev by shtar raya. There is no hischayev over there. So therefore, that led the Rambam to understand that all shtari mamon, all shtari raya, that start off as a shtar raya, are only with the Rambam because there is no such thing as a das hamischayev. Tosfos later on says, no, that's also called das hamischayev. The fact that there's a raya, I authorize the edim to sign a shtar that I shouldn't be able to tell a lie tomorrow. If I wouldn't have authorized him to write a shtar, I could have said loy lavisi, I could have said paraiti. Now that I told him, write the man a shtar, so I won't be able to tain a sheker tomorrow. So Tosfos held that's also called the das hamischayev. And the first day in Tosfos held that's not called the das hamischayev. The Rambam held that's not called das hamischayev. So the Ramban's kasha on the Rambam, that's Rab Chaim explains. Ramban's kasha on the Rambam was not from the institution of get, from the institution of shtar mechira. No, shtari kinyan have nothing to do. Especially the Rambam, the Gemara Paskins like Rab Loza, Eidim Mesira Karsi. You don't even need Eidi Chasima. A shtar kinyan doesn't have to serve as a Hagodas Eidis at all. It has nothing to do with the Pim Olam Piksavim. Nobody signed anything. What does it have to do with the Piksavim? The Kasha of the Ramban was, if you have a get,
the woman holds on to the get, that serves as a shtaraya that she was nizgarsha. So how can it serve as a shtaraya? That part of the get, the fact that the get serves as a shtakinyan to break the marriage, to cause gerushin, that's the institution of shtakinyan. But the fact she can hold on to the get and that'll serve as a shtaraya, that's the kasher. The Rama holds that shtaraya, raya only good men rabban. So Rav Chaim explains the answer is, you always need Das HaMeschayiv to write every shtar. So when you write a shtar kinyan, you also need Das HaMeschayiv. So the Torah has a Gzeres HaKosu, that the husband is considered, with the whole concept of Das HaMeschayiv, how does it fit in by Gittin and Kiddushin? Das HaMeschayiv makes sense by Dili Momenes. Hodos Baldin, there's a concept of Hodos Baldin. There's no concept of Hodos Baldin and Gittin and Kiddushin. There is no Baldin. Baldin is only in Dili Momenes. There's a concept of Baldover, the husband and the wife, they're both Bali Dvarim, but whoever is related to the Chasan of the Kala can be, is not kosher la'edis on the Kiddushin. Whoever is related to the husband and the wife is not kosher la'edis on the get, because whoever is a carb to the Baldover. So the Chasan Kala, the husband and the wife of the Bali Dvarim, they can't say he's a Baldin. There's no concept of Baldin. Baldin, the terminology, the concept of Baldin is unique only to Dini Mamas. There is no Baldin. But the Torah has a din, the husband, the Chasan can write a Shtar Kiddushin. Or the husband can write a get. How can he write a get? But the get has to be written with Das HaMeschayiv. Where's the Das HaMeschayiv? Das HaMeschayiv usually means Hadoas Baldin. So the Torah made a Gzeres HaKosuv. There's an institution of Kiddushin Bishtar. There's an institution of get Bishtar. Oh, get is only Bishtar. Kiddushin, you can either have Kesev Shtar or Bia. A get is only, there's only one way to make Gerishin, is only by Shtar. So the Torah says the Chosin is considered the Das HaMeschayiv for the purpose of writing a Shtar Kiddushin. And the Baal is considered a Das HaMeschayiv for the purpose of authorizing the writing of a get. So once he's considered a Das HaMeschayiv and he authorizes the writing of the Shtar and the signing of the Yedin, then later on that Shtar can serve as a Shtar Raya for the woman that she was Niskatsha or Nisgarsha, because that Shtar was written with Das HaMeschayiv. If there wouldn't have been any Das HaMeschayiv, it wouldn't have been able to accomplish the Kiddushin or the Gerishin. That's the rule. Every Shtar Kinyan. Not only Shtar Raya have to be written with Das HaMeschayiv, Shtar Kinyan have to be written with Das HaMeschayiv also. The Torah is Mechadish that the Chosin is the Das HaMeschayiv for Kiddushin, and the Baal is the Das HaMeschayiv for writing the Get. So once it started off as a Shtar Kinyan, then it can serve later on as a Shtar Raya as well. It can serve Menat Torah as a Shtar Raya. The Rambam says there's no such thing as a shtaraya min haTorah. I mean, if it starts off as a shtaraya, because where's the Das HaMeschayiv? He's not being Meschayiv himself in anything. And the Tosfos in the second suggestion says no. That's also called the Das HaMeschayiv. The fact that he's making a Hadas Baldin that he shouldn't be able to deny tomorrow, that Lo Lavisi at the Sei Paraiti, he says write a shtar so the Mavu will be able to collect. Tosfos holds that's also called Das HaMeschayiv. And the Rambam holds that that's not called Das HaMeschayiv. So getting back again. So the top line in Tosfos was asking, let me first present it this. So Tosfos was asking, the guy wrote all the notes in his diary. So what do you mean? He doesn't remember the whole story. Let him bring his diary into Bezna and say, here's the shtar. It's my diary. It's my handwriting. I wrote everything in the diary. So Tosfos, why does he have to testify about that? Say the diary is a Haggadah Seder. So Tosfos gave one answer. It's a shtar b'yed echad. Since it says the whole mocker of Shtar Raya, it says in Yirmiyah Navi paid the money to his cousin and he bought the field. And then he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's going to be the Haftorah, I think, of Bahar. Or Bechukoi says something later on. Yirmiyah Navi asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't understand, why did I do this? Why did you tell me he buys the field from his cousin? After he does it, Tzibah Hashem, the Nevuah, then he asked the Rebbe Shalom, why did you tell me to buy the field? It's worthless. The Babylonian armies are just about to capture all of Eretz Yisrael. The real estate is going to be worthless. It's going to be taken away from me next week. So why did I pay so much money? So the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, this is a siman for Bnei Yisrael, that the Golus bubble will be short. After 70 years, you're going to come back. He didn't live so long. Yirmiyahu HaNavi didn't live so long. He said, your children, your grandchildren will come back and put away the shtar and the klicheres, laman yamdu yamim rabim, put it away in a safe place. So that when your descendants, when your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren will come back after 70 years, they'll be able to reclaim this field, because you bought this field. So the Pasuk talks about writing a shtar. Sefer HaMikne, it started off as a shtar kinyan. He had to pay money for the field. His cousin didn't give him the field for nothing. But it sounds from the Pasuk
that it wasn't a shtar rai. Not that it was kind of the sada bekesef and the shtar was written as a shtar rai. It was kind of the sada b'shtar. And that shtar, that started off as a shtar kinyan, sefer. It says by get, because we'll have sefer krisis. Doesn't mean he writes a book about the war. It doesn't give him a seches gittin. Sefer kris means a shtar gerishin. We would call it a shtar. So Nechomish calls it a sefer. Sefer kris means a get, a shtar gerishin. The same thing over here, it says, v'ekech a sefer hamikne. Yirmei Hanavi's cousin sold him the field b'shtar kinyan, not b'kesef, and the shtar was a shtar raya, it was a shtar kinyan. That shtar kinyan served later as a shtar raya. Put it away in the klicheres, satmosa b'klicheres, man yam deyam in Rabbinso, after 70 years, he'll be able to claim that this field, we got a birusha from Yirmei Hanavi. So again, so Tesis came up with a chiddush. Maybe that's the answer to the Gemara, that a shtar has a new din. Eid is balpeh, Eid Echod is good to the extent of Shvua. To aid him is better, to aid him will solve the whole problem. Maybe Eid is biksav, since the whole mocker that there's such a thing as a shtar raya is the Parsha and Yirmiyah. And the Satam also be klecheres l'man yam, the yamim rabim. So there it talks about v'oid all of Eidim. I have two Eidim assigned on the shtar. So maybe kach nemer halocha, that less than two Eidim is not called the shtar. How do you have such an einfall that it's a different din? Ashtar has a different rules and regulations from Eidus Balpeh. Eidus Balpeh, Eid Echad is good to the extent of Shvuah. And to Eidim is the highest level of Bira you can have. Why should you say that Eidus Bishtar is a chok that you need Dafke to Eidim? So we mentioned yesterday, Rav Chaim brought a raif in the Gemara, the first daf in Paraget Poshut, the last Parak in Bava Basa. The Gemara had a Havamina, they rejected that by Shtar, by Shtar Mekusher, it was a din deraisa, you have to have three signatures. Because the pasuk says in Chumash, al pishnei eidim, al pishlosha eidim, yakum adover. So the Mishnah in Makkos says, imes kayem, say eidis pishnaim, lom parad locha kosa bishlosha, was have to say three? If two eidim are good, so of course three are good. So the Mishnah gives different drushes, karva pasol, al chiyazam makulam, different drushes, why it says, shnaim ashlosha. So the Gemara there, in the first daf, in Paraget Poshet, Sopa Basa, the Gemara had a havamina, which they reject, to suggest, that when you have a get pasha means everything is on one side of the page. Aksuba shtar get shtar mechiras chametz. Everything is written on one side of the page, and the two witnesses sign on the bottom. Atanoim. And a get mekusher, you write a little bit, then you have empty space. You fold it over and you sew it up, and one A lies on the back. Then you write another line or two, and you leave a line or two blank, and you fold it over, you sew it up, and the next A signs on the back. So the Mishnah says a get mekusher has to have a minimum of three witnesses signed on the back. So the Gemara said, where does that come from? So the Gemara first thought that it's a din deraisa, that Yirmi Hanavi had two stories. He said it has Sefer HaGolui and a Sefer HaChosim. Sefer HaGolui means everything is on one side of the page. You read the whole story. Sefer HaChosim means it was all sewed up and you have to rip open the stitching in order to read what's written underneath it. Then the signature is on the back. The whole thing is kakai. So the Gemara thought that that's exemer sapkos val pishneidim al pishlosh eidim yakum davar. Sometimes two witnesses is sufficient, namely by get pashut, where everything is written on one side of the page, and sometimes the halacha requires three eidim, a minimum of three eidim in a Torah by get mekushet. Then the Gemara says no, the whole need for three eidim, the whole thing is midirabbanon, the whole takanah midirabbanon. The Gemara says kohanim used to be very hot tempered. And if a kohen is going to get angry at his wife, going to divorce his wife, he can't remarry her. When he'll go to for marriage counseling, he'll go for therapy late. It'll be too late. He already, hot-tempered kohen is going to divorce his wife, he can't remarry her. So they made a takonim de rabbonim. When a kohen wants to get divorced, he should have to write a get mekusha. Get mekusha takes five times as long as a normal get. Normal get, you write the get in 20 minutes, the husband gives a get to his wife, and then the story is over, then he can't remarry her. Get Mekusha, you have to write, and you have to sew it, and you have to have three witnesses signed on the back. It takes much longer, so by the time they'll finish writing the Get Mekusha, the Kohen may calm down. We hope he'll calm down, and he won't divorce his wife. The rabbi would try to convince him that he shouldn't divorce his wife. So the Gemara had a Havamina, that there's a Din Min HaTorah, that a Get Mekusha needs 3-8. There is no case where the Halacha requires 3-8. So you see, from the Havamina of the Gemara, at least from the Havamina, they thought that Hilchos Seidus are different in Shtar, then Eid is Balpeh. Here, Taisus holds the top line of Taisus that Halacha Lamaisa is different. The Eid Echad Bishtar is worthless. Eid Echad Balpeh is good to be Mechayev Shvuah.
Here Tosfos suggests that Echad Bishtar is worthless. Then they're not so sure. Then they back out. Maybe it is good, maybe it's not good. They're not sure. So I'm just mentioning, there's another nafkamina where the Hilchas Eidus Bishtar are identical to Eidus Baal Peh or not. Let's say you have Hoidos Baal Din. So the Gemara says, Hoidos Baal Din Kem Eidim Dami. If a man comes to Baal Peh, he makes a Hoidos Baal Din, that's fine. What if the Loive wrote a Shtar Biksav Yoroi? This is to ascertain that I owe $1,000 to Shimon, and the money is due on Rosh Chodesh Nisan Shnas Tov Shinayim Vav. And he signs on the bottom, he signs his name. And then it comes a year later, it comes time to collect. And the Loive says, it's a forgery, I never signed that. So usually we say, if you have two witnesses signed, if you have a Shtar with two Chasimas on the bottom, with two witnesses, so Rish Lakish says, the whole need for Kiyam Ashtar is only with the Rabbanim. Because in the Torah we say, that's on Yud Ches on the base, Eidah Machsimah al Ashtar, Nasa Kimish Nech Kredus in the Bezni. So the context where Rish Lakish is quoted in Gittin of Gimel Amin Aleph is to say that the need for Kiyam Ashtar is only the Rabbanim, and therefore there's room to be Mekel. By the get, it's enough if Eid Echot says, Bufana Nech, Bufana Nechtam, so you don't need two Eidim. If Kiyam Ashtar would have been needed in the Torah, where's the room to be Mekel that Eid Echot is good? If you need two Eidim, you need two Eidim. But the whole need for Kiyam Ashtar is only with the Rabbah. So the Shach and the Chosh Mishpah quotes the Machloikis, and we pass in La Halacha like this. Kiyam Ashtar is needed min HaTorah by Shtar B'Ksav Yodai. Why? If you don't know that it's his handwriting, so you don't know that there's a Haidoaz Baldin. If you have a Shtar that has two witnesses signed on the bottom, and the Loibe says the whole thing is Mezuyev, so then we say, he has no right to tie in Mezuyev. Min HaTorah, I have a Shtar. And the Shtar says not only that the Loiva owes money to the Malva, the Shtar says on itself that it's not Mzuyev. The Shtar is made al Atzmo that it's a kosher Shtar. That's a Chiddush Din of Shtar. So the whole, why is that so, we'll have to discuss later. When we learn Yud Ches Amei, we'll have to discuss it a little further. But the Shaila is, that's Gzeres HaKosov of Shtar. The Shtar has to be written, Das HaMiz Chayef. What if you have a Shtar B'Ksav Yadai? The Loiva wrote a Shtar. This is ascertain I owe $100,000 to the Malva. So that also has a din of a shtar. Maybe that's only Hadoas Baldin Kemeidim Dami. If you'll prove that he signed it, so then he made a Hadoas Baldin that he owes him $1,000. But if the Loiva is going to say the whole thing is a forgery, who says that it has a din of a shtar that you say a shtar is made on itself, that it's kosher, and the whole need for Kiyam Ashtar is only the Rabbah? We paskin like that. The Shach quotes Machlok Zaganim. We paskin that the need for Kiyam Ashtar, if the Loiva admits that he signed the Shtar, he made a Hadoas Baldin. Shtar is authentic and he owes him $1,000. But if the Loiva tainis Mezuyev, the need for Kiyam Ashtar by Shtar B'Ksav Yoda is min HaTorah. And all the coolers don't apply. You can't make the Kiyam Ashtar Shloi B'Fonim. All the other coolers to be Medameh Chasimis to other Chasimis. So in Shulchan Aruch it says, Dimoy HaChasimis is only. How do you make Kiyam Ashtar? You can have the witnesses come and they testify. Yeah, we remember signing the Shtar. We don't remember all the details, we remember signing the Shtar. So that's a valid Kiyam Ashtar min HaTorah. What if you just check the signatures with their signatures on all of the checks that they endorsed? They signed on checks or they signed on test papers. We have all the test papers, we have examination papers. We can compare the signatures. So we assume that a Kiyam Ashtar, they Dimay Chasimis, is only valid with the Rabbanan. When the only for Kiyam Ashtar is only with the Rabbanan, then you would accept. Then you have the kulas and Kiyam Ashtar. A kotna shehigdil, the Mishnah at the end of the second parak. A kotna. A child remembers his Rebbe's handwriting when he was in elementary school, before Bar Mitzvah. So he remembers, the Rebbe used to write on a blackboard, the Rebbe used to write on his papers, a grade, and then the Rebbe would sign his name. The Rebbe would sign his name on the report card. So this Talmud remembers, he wants to testify, begodlo mashiro bekotlo. Wants to testify now after his bar mitzvah about the signatures of the Rebbe that he saw when he was a kotel. So the Mishnah says at the end of the perek that's acceptable. Kotel shehigdil is neman only on dinim derabbanan because kiyam shtar is only needed mid derabbanan. So there we are makel. The kotel shehigdil is believed. When you would have a case where kiyam ashtar is needed ben ator, the kotel shehigdil would not be neman. So this is a case if you have a shtar b'ksav yadai. The need for Kiyam Ashtar is Ben HaTorah. Why is it Ben HaTorah? Because we assume the Hilchas Birur in Shtar is not identical with Hilchas Birur Baal Peh. Baal Peh, Eid Echad is good. Shtar Taisa says Eid Echad is worthless. Akzeris HaKosav in Yirmiyah, V'Oid Ola Eidim. You need two Eidim. And even though Hedos Baal Din is good Baal Peh,
that if you have hoidos baldin b'shtar, that's not a din of shtar. That's a, if you prove that it's that he really signed it, then you have a hoidos baldin. But you can't say he has a din of a shtar, and the shtar is meir al atzma, that it's kosher, that the whole need for the kiyum is only by the rabban. No, it doesn't have a din of a shtar. That's a fundamental machlokes. They're similar to each other, they're not necessarily identical, the two issues, whether shtar be'edechot is valid, or shtar b'ksav yodah is valid, or if any should be mamish totally zebizet. Do you take the pasuk in Yirmiyah strictly, literally, v'o'ed all of edim, you have to have two edim that should have the status of a shtar. Anything other than two edim, namely edechot, or b'ksav yodah, is knocked out, it doesn't have a din of shtar. So the chorit should be identical, but you probably find Rishonim will say that shtar be'edechot is good, and ksav yodah is no good. You find Yerushalayim say ksav yodah is good menatora and eidechot is no good. So there's room to be mechalak in either direction. But the topic that we're discussing is related. It's a related topic. Are the hilchas birur in shtar identical with hilchas birur bal peh? What do you say? No. Shtar has its own hilchas birur. So at least from the habamina of the Gemara, the first davening, and get posha, the Gemara thought of Havamina that a get Mekusha needs three edim in HaTorah. So the Havamina was clear like that, that Hilchas Birur of the Shtar are not identical with Hilchas Birur Ba'peh. Hilchas Birur Ba'peh, there's never such a din that you need Davka three edim. That's the Shaila. Once the Gemara rejects that Havamina, they say that the need for the three Chasimas by the Shtar Mekusha is only with the Rabbanon. So maybe we've done away with the whole distinction, maybe not. So those are the two opinions in the Tosfos. But Shtar B'Ksav Yodah, yeah. So then,
So good question. And we're talking about the Rosh things that you're going back when someone came to Karov after, if they come to Karov after they signed on it and they didn't have Haggadah to do some basin. If it's Kamisha Nechkara, then why is there a problem? At the point of Kamisha Nechkara, he was kosher.
Right, that's the Gemara in the end of Babas. If someone signed the shtar and at the time that he signed it he was kosher leidus and had a din of shtar, so the Haggadah Seidus was chal. So even if he becomes a gangster later, he becomes a karev later, doesn't bother me. But if he signed the shtar originally without the Asa Mischayev, and then it's only, so it doesn't have a din of a shtar, nothing was chal. But if he'll send it into Bezin, Bezin will read it, that'll be a Kabbalah Seidus. So then he has to be kosher leidus at the time the Kabbalah Seidus takes place. He has to remember. If a person doesn't remember what happened, that's a chiddush in Tosfos. A person doesn't remember what happened, it's not stam hechitimsa. He doesn't remember, so what can he testify? No, al pi din, it's no good. If he doesn't remember, he's pasul leidus. Where do you get that from? If a person doesn't remember, better remember what happens. I can't give testimony. Tosfos says, no, I sent a letter, I wrote a letter. And at the time that I write the letter, I write, this is all clear, I remember 100% everything. And I tell the Bezna, I call him up, and if I tell him I'm sending you a letter. By the time the letter arrived, it was a long boat through China, by the time the letter arrives, I forgot the whole story. But the Bezna remembers that I called him on the phone. And I said, I'm sending you a letter with the whole story, with all the details. It was fresh in my mind. I just watched the halva, then I watched another 1,000 things. And then Bezna gets the letter. So Tosfos says, if I forgot the whole story before Bezna reads it, then it's not a good I've got to say. Where's the mocker for that? The mocker probably is the pasuk Oro Oyoda in Lo Yagid Vinasavad at the end of Parshas Vayikra. There's an institution of Shvus Eidus. Shvus Eidus is one of the three Chatas Ola B'Yored. Chatas Ola B'Yored, we explain. If you can afford it, you bring a Chatas Behema. If you can't afford it, you bring a Chatas Oid. If you can't afford that, you bring a Minchas Chayte. So one of the three Averis, there are three Averis that are oil of the earth. The other two oil of the earth, the Yoledis and this week's Sedra and Parshas Tazria, Yoledis is oil of the earth. And the Mitzorah, if you can't afford it, next week's Parshas Mitzorah, when the Mitzorah becomes Tohar. So in Dalhu, if you can't afford to bring this set of Karbonis, he brings a less expensive set of Karbonis. So that's oil of the earth by Yoledis, and that's oil of the earth by the Mitzorah who becomes Tohar. But here in the end of Parshas Vayikra, There's another Biyarid by three Averis, where there's Ashiva's dollars and Dali dollars. Can't afford the Chatas Beim, he brings Chatas Seif. Can't afford Chatas Seif, he brings Aminchas Chayte. And there are three Averis for which he brings Chatas Seif. So one of them is Shvos Ha'edus. Shvos Ha'edus means there's a dintar between Reuben and Shimon. And Reuben pleads with me, come and bow the Heiduni, come and testify. If you come and testify, I'm going to win the case. If you don't testify, I'm going to lose. If there are another 25 Edim, there were other people there, and I swear falsely, I don't know anything about the case. I'm not making or breaking his case. He can call on the other Edom. The other Edom will testify. But he knows, we all know, there are only two witnesses, me and you, were there. And we both say, Shvur, ain't on the Yodim, we don't remember anything. And it's a lie. And then later on we admit that we swore falsely because we didn't want to get involved in the whole case. So then the Torah says, I have to bring a Chatas Olav Yod. So the Parsha describes it, but who aid? He was there. Ora or Yoda. He's an aid because he saw it or because he knows about it. So the Gemara says, how does he know what he had Ruach HaKodesh? How does he know that there was a Havah if he didn't see it? So the Gemara talks about that. But the Pasuk talks about, who ate Ora or Yoda, im lo yagdim in asa avayna, and then he swears falsely, shvur, ain't on a Yodim lo ha'edus, and he lost it in Torah because of my false shvur. And then I cannot testify now. If I said in the front of Bezna, I don't know anything about the case. I can't come back a week later and testify. So I caused the fellow to lose his dintura because of my swearing falsely. So the Torah says in such a case, I have to bring a chatas al v'yard. So the pasuk uses the expression who ate o ro o yada. So Tosfos apparently understood from the pasuk o yada. If you remember the story, you're kosher. If you don't remember the story, you're not kosher ladies. I would have said, you don't remember, so there's nothing to discuss. He forgot the whole story. Tosfos says, no, Alpidin, it's no good. Alpidin, it's no good. So if he sends a letter to the Bezdin, by the time Bezdin begins to read it, he already forgot the whole story. He's not kosher leidus, just like if the aid at the time that he sent the letter, he was kosher leidus. By the time Bezdin gets it, the aid already married the sister of the Malva the Loiva. So now he became a Korev. So if the shtar was written to me, Das HaMeschayiv, I got to say it's Maschal already. You don't need Bezdin to read it. I got to say this Maschal, and even if the Edom died, the shtar is good. Dead Edom are not kosher leidus either. But at the time that they signed the shtar, they weren't dead. The time they signed the shtar, they were kosher leidus. But Tosfos suggests over here, according to the first line, that a shtar Beit Echad doesn't have the status of shtar. If he'll send it into Bezdin, Bezdin will read it. Okay. So then it'll be a Kabbalah Seidus at that time. But then he has to remain kosher till the time that the Bezdin reads it. And if he'll forget the whole story, by the time Bezdin reads it, he forgot the whole story, I would have said, so he doesn't remember, so he can't testify now. But he testified before. So he says, no, he's not kosher Leidus. He's not kosher Leidus if you don't remember. Probably based on the possible who ate or raw or yoda, that yediyah is a prerequisite. If he doesn't remember the story, it's possible later.
Was nishtate in between?
Nishtate in between.
And then he became all right again. They got it.
Yeah, so that the Gemara says is okay. Let's say he married someone, he married the mother, the love, the sister, then someone died, the girl died in between. So at the time that he saw the story, he was kosher. An aid has to be Tchilos of Esof of Bekashvus. When he saw Rias HaMaisa, it has to be Kosher Leidus. When the Bezna's Mekab Leidus has to be Kosher. And if in between he was Nishtata, in between he married someone's sister, and then he got divorced, and someone, the wife died. So as long as Betchila Besof is Kosher, then it's good. Tchilos of Esof of Bekashvus. Tchilos of means Rias HaMaisa, and Sofa means the Haggadah. In this case, the Haggadah means when Bezna reads the letter. Not when he writes the letter. Tosfos says, when Bezdin reads the letter, he has to be kosher at that time. So Tosfos had a few suggestions here. Yeah?
In this case, possible for another reason, according to Rashi and Chumash, a person sends a letter to Beit Din, never get a letter, according to Rashi.
Right, so Tosfos quotes that Rashi.
Right.
Tosfos quotes around 15 lines down. Rashi disagrees with Tosfos. Tosfos thinks that if a guy sends in a letter to Bezdin, when Bezdin reads it, it's a Kabbalah Seidus. Rashi thinks that's not a valid Kabbalah Seidus. If you send a letter, it's no good. Why? Because so the question is, what if the aide comes to Bezdin and he says, I have a sore throat today, the doctor said I shouldn't talk, so I'm going to write down the blackboard. And he writes, I hereby testify, and he writes the whole story that happened. So would Rashi say that that's no good, Mipim Alon Piksavim? So the Pischit Shulim Choshem Mishbo quotes a Ritvo, that's good L'chaladeis, that's not Mipiksavim. And what if he gives sign language? He has a sore throat, and he gives sign language, and he tells over the halakha. It's also good, it's also good. There's not L'chaladeis, any Dafke Dibur. That's also good. Rashi just said, if you send a letter to Bezdin, the Haggadah is when he writes the letter, and the Kabbalah says this when the Bezdin reads it, so it's not simultaneous. So Rashi holds that that's not acceptable. And Tosfos doesn't agree with Rashi. So who says? What's wrong? If he sent a letter to Bezdin, the Haggadah says this will be chal when Bezdin reads it. If you would have written it as a shtar, if it would have been two Edom signing, if you would have had Das HaMeschayv, if you need Das HaMeschayv, if you would have had Das HaMeschayv, it would have been Haggadah says this right away, even before Bezdin reads it. It would have been considered Edom Achsumim al shtar from the time they signed the shtar. Nasa Kimisha Nechrei Dusim the Bezdin. It's already considered the Edus was chal already, even if the Edom died. You can pull up the shtar 100 years later. Yirmiyahu Navi, the Edom who signed, probably didn't live so long till after Shiva Sion, after they came back in the beginning of the Bai Sheni. The Edom who signed weren't alive, but the shtar was still good. The Edom signed it, so that's a din of shtar, that it's good. But if a person sends a letter to Bezdin, and Bezdin doesn't read it till way later, so he has to be alive at the time that Bezdin reads it. He has to be kosher later. So Rashi and Chumash holds that it has to be simultaneous. The Kabbalah status has to be the same time as the Haggadah status. If he sends a Bezdin, that's not valid. And Tosfos doesn't see why not. But Rav Pashtus, Rashi would agree with the Ritva that if he writes on a blackboard in front of Bezdin, that's mamish simultaneous. He's giving the Haggadah status the same time as the Kabbalah status.
Does Rashi need a person to actually be there? Let's say he has like a...
Probably also a problem. Because his Haggadah Seder is not simultaneous with the Bezdin's Kabbalah Seder.
If you like Skype and you're like in a different country all the time?
Probably okay, then it's simultaneous. Okay. If the Bezdin knows for sure that there's no fake or right, it could be that someone else is pulling a fast one over here. So if Bezdin is internet savvy and they know that this is authentic, so it's good. So it's good.
According to the
Shach
that
Starbucks needs Kiyom,
is it only if there
are
good things in the Zuyah or
automatically? No, if the Loiv admits that he signed it, so it's a Meido Hadoras Baldin. When he admits that, that's his signature. So that means he's making Hadoras Baldin, that what it says is true. So that's not a problem. If he denies it, he says, must be something wrong. Must be some mistake. I never wrote that letter. Then you need Kiyom in Atayra. The Ritva says in Mitzvahs where Absalachik didn't know anything about that when he said it on his own. Pischi Tshuva quotes that Ritva. It's a Svara like that. The Rashi only said Shlo Yishlach Ksova LeBezin. If the Kabbalah says this, it's not simultaneous with the Haggadah. But if he's writing on a blackboard in front of Bezin, so that's the he's giving the Haggadah say this right now.
I
wonder on
the. Huh?
Could be, but it's not mistaber what you try. Chukim, paradum is a chuk. Usually, dini moment is things that make sense. So we're trying to tone it down. Could be it is a chuk that is not acceptable. Yeah.
Just to confirm, Tosfos holds that if you have Edim who have no idea about the ages at all, but they have a shtar.
So they have their diary.
Yeah. So they can, and there's sort of a Das HaMeschayv on that. They can rely solely on that shtar. If there was a halva, let's say, the Edom don't remember it at all. They just know that that's their signature. That's
right. Tosfos writes on Amud Aleph. Tosfos writes on the bottom of Amud Aleph. What's the din if two Edom come to court and they testify Reuven killed Shimon? And then somehow Reuven runs away. He's running away. And then 10 years later, two Edom come to a different Bezdin. They say, see this guy Reuven? 20 years ago, Yankel and Beryl testified that he was Chayv Misa, and the Bezdin accepted the testimony, and they were going to discuss giving him Einish Misa, and then he ran away. So Tosfos says the din that Eid Mipiyed is not valid. You need Dafke Eid Eiria. They were there. Eid Mipiyed is no good if the first Eid said Chutz LeBezdin. So how good to say this Chutz LeBezdin is meaningless. But if the first two Eidim said Bifnei Bezdin, then it's Eid Mipiyed is good. By Eid Echonem and Misurim, let's say you go home, and your mother gives you supper. She tells you the food is kosher. How does she know? Because the delivery man from the butcher shop said that it's kosher. How does he know? Because the butcher said it's kosher. How does the butcher know? Because the delivery man from the slaughterhouse said that it's kosher. How does he know? Because the sheikh said it's kosher. So it's Eid Mipiyed, 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 Mipiyed. So the Gemara says in the end of Masechah Shabbos, Eid Mipiyed is good by Eid Echonem and Misurim. Why? So the answer is because Eid Echonem Misurim doesn't have to be Bifnei Bezdin. So Eid Mipiyed is good. The first day the sheikh had said Chutz LeBezdin is Neman. And then the owner of the slaughterhouse says Chutz LeBezdin to the delivery man. then the delivery man, he doesn't even have to say, just he delivers it, so it's implicit that it's kosher. Your mother doesn't have to say the food is kosher. If she serves it to you, you don't need, there's no din that piyam alone piksavam, you don't have to have dapke dibur. If your mother gives you the supper, it's implicit that it's kosher, and the butcher sells the meat to your mother, it's implicit that it's kosher. You don't even need amira, it's self-understood. So the reason why aid me pi aid is no good by mominus nefashis and dov should be ever, because it's aid me pi nothing, because hagodas aid is chutz lebezen is nothing. But Tosfos says a chiddush, what if you have hagodas aid is bifnei bezen, two aidim testified in front of bezen, and bezen's mekabel aidus, and he said, okay, that's a good kabbalah aidus, we have to discuss the details of the case, whether he deserves an einish misana. Then Tosfos says, if years later two aidim say, we heard two aidim testify in front of bezen, and Bezdin declared that we're mekabalaitis. So Tosfos writes on the bottom of Amud Aleph that that would be good. That would be good. Rabbi Chana Vassaman, the Tosfos is on Chof Amud Aleph. This long Tosfos starts on Chof Amud Aleph, goes over to Amud Beis. So Tosfos on the bottom of Chof Amud Aleph, Vadai, two lines from the bottom, Mehoya me'idim shekach ro b'chasim osam, if Edim say, we saw a shtar. Tosfos quotes that's a Mishnah in the end of Baba Basra. You see it, five lines from the bottom. It says, Baba Basra, Kuf Samaches. Mishnah Nimchak Shtar Chovo, Avishtar, and it's fading. Avishtar, or if you write in ballpoint, so if you leave it in the sun for long enough, the whole thing is going to disappear. The whole Ksav is going to disappear. So the Mishnah has a case like that. A fellow has a Shtar, and he sees that everything is disappearing. So he has two aidim say, take a look at this shtar. You see what it says. The Reuven owes me $1,000 and it has signatures on the bottom. So I want those two aidim to write me another shtar. So the Mishnah Mishnah Nimchak shtar chovo. If my shtar becomes destroyed and there are two aidim who know what it said in the shtar, so they can write over another shtar. For the bezin, v'osim lo kimo, mau kimo, they write over a whole new shtar. There's such a gemara in Bava Kama Daf Tzadik Chesi, four lines from the bottom, Tosfos quotes. I have a shtar chayv that says Reuven owes me $1,000. Reuven is a wise guy. If I don't have the shtar, he's not an honest person. If I don't have the shtar to prove it, he's just not going to pay the money. So I have a shtar chayv. Someone comes and they burn the shtar chayv. And because a wise guy burned it, just to give me a heart attack, wise guy burns the shtar. So now Reuven's not going to pay a penny. So that's not, that's really grama ben Ezekiel, I should say. He didn't burn $1,000 on me. He burned shtar raya. Now I have no proof that Reuven owes me the money. So the Gemara says that there's Grumman and Ezekiel Potter, but in between Grumman, Mazik Be'adayim is Garmi, Grame. So if you're Mazik, a little bit indirect, but it's not too indirect. So there's a Machlekes Hatanoim, Rab Meir and the Chachamim. So Rab Meir Doim Din and the Garmi. Rab Meir holds that even though Grumman and Ezekiel is Potter, but Garmi is Chayv. So that's how we paskin. That's the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Kuf. The Gemara gives a case. Someone burns my shtar chayiv, that's called garmi. That's not called grama bin Ezekin. That's halfway in between grama and mazik bi'adayim. So the Gemara says, if you hold medina de garmi, if you pass on like Rav Meir, then the guy would have to pay because of the hefsid. So the Gemara says, what do you mean pay? Who knows what it said in the shtar? How much is he going to have to pay? I claim it said in the shtar, the Reuven owes me $1,000. The guy who burnt the shtar says, it didn't say anything. Someone sent you a letter. I thank you for the bar mitzvah gift that you gave me. Who says that it said he owes me $1,000? It was a thank you note for a wedding gift or something. Who says that it says, so the Gemara says, Elamai, there are Edom who know what it said in the shtar. So why is he chayv to pay Medina de Garmi? The Edom who know what it said in the shtar, well, write me another shtar and I'll collect $1,000 from Reuven. Why do you say there's a Dina de Garmi here? Dina de Garmi means if he burnt the shtar, I have no way to collect. And Reuven is a wise guy. Reuven will only pay if I have a shtar. If I can't prove that he owes me any money, he doesn't want to pay. So then the Gemara says, Dina de Garmi. So the Gemara says, why is it Dina de Garmi? If there are two Edom, if there are no Edom who know what it says, then the guy who burnt them will say that it was a thank you note. It wasn't a shtar. And if there are two Edom who say they know what it said in the shtar, so write me another shtar and I'll collect the money from Reuven. What's the problem? So you see from the Gemara that if two Edom testify, we saw a shtar, they have the right to write another shtar. It's Edmi P.A. So they said, that's not Edmi P.A. Edmi P.A. is, if the first one was not valid, by Erechadem and Misurim, the din is that eid echad is even good chutz lebezin. So eid mipi eid is always good because the first one said chutz lebezin was neman. Second one said chutz, everybody's neman. Eid mipi eid by mamas and the fashas the avish b'yavah is no good because eid mipi nothing because our god is eid chutz lebezin is no good. But a shtar, even if it's written chutz lebezin, is good. That's where Rish Lakish said eid machsim al shtar is valid eidus even though it wasn't in the presence of bezin. When you write a shtar, you don't have to write a shtar by yom in the presence of a bezin. That's where Rav Chaim proves it. He says there's a mishnah about a get being written by Laila and signed by Laila. How can he sign by Laila? If Hagodah Seidus, if the Edom sign on the get, it's a Hagodah Seidus. So there's no bezin by Laila. I can't have a kid. You can't have a Moshe bezin by Laila. Can't have a Kvis Ishis bezin by Laila. There's a rife in the Gemara that when you sign a shtar, you don't have to sign in the presence of a bezin. You can sign a shtar balaylo also. So how is it valid that Allah always requires Kabbalah Seidus bifnei bezin? So that's where Shlokish is chiyush. Eidem achsimim al shtar, if the shtar is written midas ha-meschayif, if it has a din of shtar, it's valid kila nechgrei dusim in bezin. Just like Eidus balpeh. If they testify in front of bezin, that's a Kabbalah Seidus. So the minute the Eidem sign a shtar, if it has the status of a shtar, if it was written, Midas HaMaschayev has a din of a shtar, so it has validity, even though it was not done bifnei bezin. That's Rav Chaim explains, why does it say, Ki'ilu nechkara eidusim et bezin? You should say, Eidem achsim al ashtar, dino ki eidus. Why does it say, Ki'ilu nechkara eidusim et bezin? Rav Chaim explains it. There's a Gemara in Gittin, in the second parak in Gittin. The Gemara says, when you write a get, there's a takonim in the Rabbanon, you have to write zman in the get. So the Gemara discusses, why did the rabbis institute this takana de rabbanon? You have to write this man in again. What's the need for it? The Gemara has a machlokes abiyachan veish lokish. What motivated the tanoim to institute the takana that you have to have zman again? So the Nebuki Yosef in Sanhedrin on Daf Lamed Beis, that's the first Mishnah, the first Gemara in Pek Echadin Imams veEchadin in the Fashas Bedrisha veChakira. So the Mukhi Yosef asked the Kasha, what do you mean that Zman and the Get is only with the Rabbanim? But the Mishnah says, Mishpatecha Yolachem, that not only do you need Rishon HaChakira, not only do you need to say Zman in the case of Din and the Nefashos, the original Psukim that Edom have to give the Zman and the Mokim, let's say two witnesses come and they say, Reuben killed Shimon. So Bezin says, when did it happen? Oh, a few years ago. We don't remember when. What day of the week? Which year? We don't remember what year. We don't remember what day of the week. So it's no good. Even though a murderer is Chayv Misa, whether he killed on Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, whatever, daytime, nighttime, Nisan, Nisan, does make a difference. That's a pasuk. The pasuk says, "But the Rashta v'Chakarta v'Shalta Heitev." Not only does the Bezin have to ask, tell us all the details of the murder case, they have to ask exactly when did it happen. Did it happen in the morning? Did it happen in the afternoon? Approximately what time was? And if the Edom can't give Zman HaMokim, you don't accept their testimony. So the original psukim of Zman HaMokim, Disha v'Chakira, only said by Nefoshes. It never says by Mominus. But the opening Mishnah writes on Daf Lamed Beis, in Perek Echadin Mominus, Echadin Mominus v'Echadin Nefoshes, v'Drisha v'Chakira. It says, Mishpatecha Yolachem. Every case of Haggadah, say this needs Zman HaMokim. So how can the Gemara, the Mukhi Yosef, how can the Gemara say that they need write the date in the get, is a Takana de Rabbanon, it should be a Din Men HaTorah. You always need Rishon HaChakira. That's a puzzle. You always need Zman HaMokim. So the Nebuki Yosef gives an answer. Rav Chaim shows he doesn't like the answer. He thinks that the answer is incorrect. So Rav Chaim has to give a different answer. Rav Chaim explains, if you read in the Chumash and you look in the Rambam, the Chumash says, V'darashta v'chakarta v'sho'alta heitev. The din of Rishon HaChakira is not a din that the Eidus is not chal. Let's say the Eidim come to Bezin and they say, we don't remember the story. You don't remember, so you didn't give a Haggadah Seidus. We think he killed him. No, you have to say clear. So it's not a din that if they don't say Zman HaMokim, they didn't give enough information. The Zman HaMokim is irrelevant. Whether he killed him, Nisan Ir Sivan, whether he killed him in daytime, nighttime, is really irrelevant. It's like Zeris HaKosah, Bezna has no right to be Mekabel Eidus, unless they do Dvisha V'Chakir. That's how the Pasuk reads, V'darashta V'chakarta V'shalta Heitet. Bezin should interrogate, and that's how the Rambam writes. Mitzvah la bezin lidrash v'lachkar es ha'edim. He doesn't say mitzvah ha'edim b'hagid rishu v'chakir. Mitzvah la bezin lidrash v'lachkar es ha'edim shenemer v'derashta v'chakarta v'shalta ha'edim. So Chaim explains, what if you can have a hechetimtze? What if you can have a situation where Edom give a Haggadah Seidus, but you don't need Kabbalah Seidus Bifnei Bezna. So then there wouldn't be a need for Zman HaMakom. You only need Zman HaMakom, is only a din. It's not a din that the Haggadah Seidus is incomplete if you don't tell when it happened, where it happened. No, that's irrelevant. It's a din. Bezna has the right to be Mekabal such Seidus. So that's only Eidus Balpeh, has to be given Bifnei Bezna. If you have a shtar, the shtar doesn't have to have Kabbalah Seidus by Bezna. Edom asim al ashtar, that's the lashon that Rish Lakish uses. Edom asim al ashtar, nase kimish, nechkara, edusim ibez, what do you mean nechkara? Nechkara means man amokim. Ashtar never needs man amokim, mikra din. Ashtar doesn't need man amokim, doesn't need man amokim, because the edis, the haggadah edis is chal without going through bezin. The only time you need drisha v'chakir is if the kabbalah edis has to be done by a bezin, so then you need drisha v'chakir. So that's why Rish Lakish worded it. Edom asim al ashtar, so the Haggadah Seidus is chal without a bezin. It's valid nase kemishin nechrei dusim a bezin, just as good as if they would have testified bal pen. The bezin would have given them the drisha v'chakira. So now that it's written b'shtar, there's no need for drisha v'chakira because the shtar is chal without a bezin.
Isn't the problem
Okay, that's a good kasha. That's a good kasha. The Gemara says that if the Edom say Ein Eden, this man amokim, it's not good because Edom shat yochel azimah. So yes, the kasha, that psul should apply even a shtar. Okay, that's a good kasha. Beis Halevi has a tshuva. He talks about that. He reinterprets the Gemara because the Rambam says, the Rambam sounds like he says Edom shat yochel azimah. Where does the Gemara say there's a din of Edom shat yochel azimah? So it's a Gemara Sanhedrin by Nefoshes. Gemara says, if Chover, if there's a Machlok Satanim, do you always need Hasra in order to give a punishment? Misama, you always need Hasra. What if the fellow who's violating the Aver is a big Talmud Chacham? He just gave a shir. He just explained, you're not allowed to wear Shatnas. And then right after the shir, he says, this is a jacket with Shatnas, I'm going to put it on. He just gave an explanation, you're not allowed to wear Shatnas. So you have to give him a Hasra. He just explained that it's an Aver. He just said he's doing an Aver. So if the person gives himself the Hasra, he says, I know that it's Asr, and I know you can give me Malkus, and I'm going to do it anyway, and go give me Malkus. So that's Muslim and Piyatzma. That's called Muslim and Piyatzma. But let's say he didn't give Hasra, Muslim and Piyatzma. He just gave a shir, he explains what the dinam of Shatnas are. And you're not allowed to, and whoever wears Shatnas gets Malkus. And then he says, oh, this has linen and wool. Interesting. And he puts it on, and just gave a shir. So he never gave himself. He's not Muslim and Piyatzma. So we paskin chover tzorech hasro. Even if he's a big talmid chacham, you still need hasro. It's a formality. If you don't have hasro, we declare that it's b'shogeg. Even though it's clearly b'mezid, it's a formality that Allah declares that it's b'shogeg. But there's one tana who disagrees. One tana holds that a chover and a tzorech hasro. So the Gemara asks the kasha, if chover and a tzorech hasro, sometimes it'll be an eidah shat yochel azima. Let's say isha chaveira and isha sish is mezane. And she knows that Eishes Ish is Zinsa is Chayv Misa, but maybe later on, what does the Gemara have a case? The Edim who will testify that she was Mezana, maybe they can say, Levan, we didn't really have a mind to kill her, we just wanted to ask her al Baila. And then it'll come out that it's Eidah Shat Yochel Azima. So the Gemara only has Eidah Shat Yochel Azima by Din and Nefoshes. So the Rambam writes like that. Eidah Shat Yochel Azima is no good by Din and Nefoshes. Sounds like by Momonis it is good. So the Shach and the Chesh Mishpat writes that the Rambam is Mashma Eidah Shat Yochel Azima by Momonis is good. That's after the Chachamim canceled the need for Drisha V'Chakir. The Mishnah says on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph and Sanhedrin that Merat Torah, Echad Din and Momonis V'Echad Din and Nefoshes, they both need Drisha V'Chakir. And then the Gemara explains, but Mederabanan B'Pnei Kadesh Alatin Adalus B'Pnei Lovin, the Chachamim did away with the need for Drisha V'Chakira and Nidim Amis. So if you're not going to have Drisha V'Chakira, so it's always going to be Eidah Shat Yochel Azima. They're not going to tell you when the Halvoah happened. They're not going to tell you which city and when. So how can you ever be Mazin them? So the Shach learns that what the Rambam said, Eidah Shat Yochel Azima B'Din and Nefoshes is not valid. Applying B'Din and Amis, it is valid. The Rambam meant Mederabanan is good. Meratara Eidah Shat Yochel Azima is no good. And Mammon is either. But once they made a takana the Rabbanon that they did away with the need for the Zman HaMokim, Eidus is good in Mammon is without Rishma Chagira. So by definition, they said, Yat Yochel Azima is good. But the Shach quotes, others learn, no, the Rambam meant Menat Torah, that the din of Eidus Yat Yochel Azima is no good, is only in din of Nefashim. So So if it does not find the Edim Amnus, so what's up there if the Edim say any Adan is Manam Akam? The Gemara says, but he's saying over a Gemara. Gemara says, when the Edim say any Adan is Manam Akam, it's not good because the Edish Yat Yachal Azima. Any Adan is Manam Akam is not good in Mamanus either. Before they did away with the Tak, before they made the Takana to do away with the need for Dirisha Lechakir. So what does the Gemara say? It's not good because the Edish Yat Yachal Azima. But the Beis HaLevi explains the Gemara didn't mean like that. He gives a whole, he shows how the Rambam understood the Gemara. So according to the Rambam, that's not, there is no such din in Mamus. Yeah?
What if the Loba claims that there was no Das in the Messiah? You're right, there's a star, but I didn't even have permission for the Messiah.
Yeah, so the Gemara says, a star is considered as if it's made on itself, that there was Das in the Messiah, and everything was Kahogan. We'll have to see the Gemara, Yudches on the base. Let's say the Edom come and they say, yeah, Ksav Yodainim who's there, but we weren't yet bar mitzvah at the time that we signed the shtar, we were still Ketanim. So now you have a birth certificate. Everything is registered in the government. So you can tell whether the guy was bar mitzvah or not. And if they say the Tanaim, there's no way to prove. How do you know whether he was bar mitzvah or not? So the Gemara says no. The Gemara says no. The top line on Yud Tesam and Al Chazak, Ein Edom Chasma Lashtar, El Kein Nasa Begodol. It's a Ruba Dalesa Kamon. That the Edom were probably bar mitzvah at the time that they signed. It's highly unlikely that someone's going to bring Edom to sign on the shtar if they're not bar mitzvah. And since it's highly unlikely, that's considered as if that too is included in the Haggadah Seder of the shtar, that the Edom was signed with Das HaMeschayev, and they were bar mitzvah, and they were not kroivim. That's what the Gemara says on the bottom. Maybe the Edom were kroivim, so they say no. It's a Ruba Dalesa Kamar, it's a Chazakeh, that the Malva would be careful to see to it that the Edom are going to sign on the Shtar will not be Kraven, will not be Rishayim, and will not be Ketanim. So whatever is probably the case is considered as if it's included in the Haggadah Seder of the Shtar. We'll have to discuss it a little more. So getting back again, yeah.
According to Tosfos, about sending in your written Edus,
yes.
Is there any way Beistin verifies that the person actually wrote it?
Let's say he calls him up on the telephone. He says, this is Herschel Schechter, and I'm sending you a letter. The whole story is fresh in my mind. I just saw it. And I'm going out of town, and I'm going to be busy with other things. And I'm sending it there. So they heard from him that he's sending it. Otherwise, it could be that it's a forgery, you mean? Could be the whole thing is a forgery.
You can't claim Mizuyah if it has the status of Edus and not a Shtar.
Then you can't claim Mizuyah, right? If it has the status of a Shtar, then a Shtar is made on itself. That is not Mizuyah. But this is not a din of a shtar. If the aid forgot the Haggadah Seder, so he dies before Bezin reads it, the Haggadah Seder is not chal. The Haggadah Seder is only chal when the Bezin reads it. It means it didn't have a din of a shtar. If it would have had a din of a shtar at the time that he signed it, so nothing would possible it later on. If the aid forgets before Bezin reads it, it would still be good.
But a shtar, I thought, Meter Ban, you can claim a ziyah on the shtar.
Right.
And Edus, you cannot. You can't say they're lying.
No, you can't claim on Edom or common person that they're lying.
So in this document, does the Nido now the ability to say it's forged, or he doesn't have any power to say that? This Haggadah Seder Sfiksav.
Yeah.
Can he say it's forged if he thinks it is?
Can who say it's forged? Probably Bezin will not be Makabla unless they know for sure. This is not a din of a shtar. So the Bezin, they can't say it's made on itself that it's kosher. It's not a shtar. If it would have been a shtar, it wouldn't bother me if the Edom died before the Bezin reads it, if the Edom forgot the Haggadah Seder before Bezin reads it. Tosfos says no, Edus is not chal till the Bezin reads it, and he still has to be kosher. So when Bezin reads it, they have to know for sure that it was sent by Pliny. They have to recognize the handwriting. The guy has to have a unique handwriting. Or he called him up on the phone and he said, this is Pliny, I'm sending you a whole story, and please read it. That's my Haggadah Seder. So if he calls him up, he tells him, this is my Haggadah Seder. So it's good. Nachamal, so what was again the problem? The Gemara Achofam and Aleph talks about a person kept a private diary of everything that happened, and he doesn't remember the story. So if he's going to say, oh, I read in my diary, and he's going to say over the whole story. So the Gemara said, that's not a good Haggadah Seder. Haggadah Seder is you have to remember, probably based on the person, Oro Yoda. If you don't remember the story on your own, then it's not a good Haggadah Seder. So he said, what do you need that it should be a good Haggadah Seder? Let him bring the diary into Bezin. The diary will speak for itself. It's a din of shtar. So Tosfos gave a few answers. So one answer was, the top line was, that the shtar b'ed echod is not valid. But that's not so muskan. Other Balei HaTosfos don't agree. Then Tosfos finally wakes up and he gives another answer, that it wasn't written to be das ha-meschayev. that it wasn't written midas on the slave. Where is that in Dezen? Where is that in the Tosfos? Yeshleimar, oh, it's around 20 lines down. The line begins with the word Yeshleimar. Yeshleimar, the choshev shtar elokishosim midas shneim. It means midas hamaschayim, midas haloive. It's a contradiction. Midas shneim, midas haloive. Name is midas haloive, not midas shneim. Midas haloive. Shehu chayev, he's the das hamaschayim. Os choshev shtar. Olachish kosvei dus yeshleim midas haloive. He wrote a diary. Lo choshev shtar. That's not considered a shtar. That's not considered a shtar. So why did the first Palatayson have to give a different answer? That Erecha B'shtar is no good. It should have said it's not written to me Das HaMaschayev. So obviously the top Tyson holds you don't need Das HaMaschayev. No, that's the ABC of shtar. Of course you need Das HaMaschayev. Rav Soloveitchik explained based on Rav Chaim. The Rambam, how did he explain in the Rambam? That the Rambam holds all shtori momen, all shtori raya by momen are only with the Rabbanon. Why? Because by definition, you can never have Das HaMaschayev. It's only called the Das HaMaschayev if it's a Shtar Kinyan. The Shtar is going to affect the change. So that's called the Ischayev is to get married. The Ischayev is to get divorced. Ischayev is, I'm giving you ownership of my house. I'm going to lose the ownership of the house. But if I write to a Shtar, this is the Adam right that he borrowed $1,000 from the Malve and he owes him the money. So that's a Shtar Raya. Shtar Raya, there's nothing. The Shtar is not causing a Ischayev. So the Rambam held that that's not called Das HaMaschayev. So the second opinion of Tosfos, V'yesh Lema Dolochash V'shtar, 20 lines in, Elushasim Das HaMaschayev, that's a big chiddush, that the Bala Tosfos is Mecharish, that a Shtar Raya is also called the Das HaMaschayev. The fact that you have a Raya against me, that I can't lie, and I can't say, Lo Lavisi, I can't tell a lie and say Paraiti, that's also called the Das HaMaschayev. So Rav Soloveitchik thought the first suggestion of Tosfos, V'yesh Lema, the first suggestion held like the Rambam, that by all Shtari Raya, it's not shaykh to have Das HaMaschayev. And here the Rambam and the Bala Tosfos went in opposite directions. So the Rambam says, since it's impossible to have Das HaMaschayev, so you can't have a shtar. So there's no shtar raya on the level of the Raisa. And the Bala Tosfos came to the opposite conclusion. You only need Das HaMaschayev if it's possible. By a shtar kinyan, you need Das HaMaschayev. By a shtar raya, where it's impossible to have Das HaMaschayev, then it gets the din of a shtar without Das HaMaschayev. So if the Edom would have, if it would have been two Edom who wrote, without Das HaMaschayev, they would have written a Shtar Raya without Das HaMaschayev, and the Edom would die before Bezin reads it, they would have had a din of Shtar. The Bala Tosfos thinks whenever it's impossible to have Das HaMaschayev, it gets a din Shtar without Das HaMaschayev. But Rachamayah Skinner, it's only Eid Echad, so that's why it's no good. If it would have been two Edom, it would have been good, even though it was written believe Das HaMaschayev. Or, Eid Echad wrote the whole story. If he sends it into Bezin, Bezin will read it. Then it'll be Kabbalah Seder's then. That Kabbalah Seder's will be then. And Rashi Pirish Bechumish, that it's not so. Yeah.
Well, what is the second bit that was supposed
to follow?
Someone else says that you do need the
Tzvi.
That even
by Shtar Raya, there is a concept of Das HaMaschayev. The fact that you have a Raya against me, that I can't lie, I can't say Lo Lavisi or Paraiti, that's also called the Das HaMaschayev. And the first day in Tosfos on the top line holds the same as the Rambam. That by Shtar Raya, it's not shaykh to have the concept of Das HaMaschayev. That's not called Das HaMaschayev. In fact, now you have a raya that I can't lie to you. That's not called Das HaMaschayev. Maschayev is only if I day hashtar, some hischayev is going to take effect. Then Tosfos explains there are certain cases where they were makel mid rabbanan. Machor b'fnei shnayim etzach lo miksoivu. So how can you write a shtar machor without Das HaMaschayev? Yet the shtar machor has to be written, has to be authorized to be written by the man who's making the chazokah. Yeah, the guy who's making the machor lives in Eretz Yisrael. Someone came and he told him, there's somebody living in your apartment. He said, that guy's a ganef, I never authorized anybody to live in my apartment. He makes the machor in Eretz Yisrael. And people sign a shtar. This is to ascertain that the rightful owner of the karka made a machor within the 3 years, and therefore the chesk abatim is no good. But the one who's making the chesk abatim didn't authorize the edim to sign the shtar. So the Gemara says still, the Edom can sign a shtar that they heard the Bala Sod and the Marakama make a machor, even though they weren't authorized by the Machzik. The Tosfos says they were mako. If you should hold the shtar, Raya also need Das HaMaschayev. So here they were mako. Kali machor hi kivu. Shein ala midi rabbon. Shein, they were mako.
The party can't, couldn't make it. one who's sitting in the karka wouldn't make a machor himself.
He wouldn't, right? And he wouldn't want anybody to sign a document to say that the rightful is right. So they had a kulam in the rabbanon to allow Aiden to sign a shtar machor, even though the bar kam is in a faraway country. The machzik is the das hamischayv. He's not going to authorize the Aiden. He doesn't want the Aiden to write. So they were mekel in the rabbanon to write a shtar that there was a machor, even though there was no das hamischayv. Like the Rambam says, all shtari raya are only in the rabbanon. They said this one is Midrabban.
You said in the point is for 2 days in cases is whether an Adapa is Mechayi Mammon or just it creates a red line of Dabar by Shur.
What's the difference? Whatever Adechid, to whatever extent Adechid is good by Peh, he should be good Biksav. So Tosis has 2 days? No, Akzeris HaKosav because of the Pasig in Yirmiyah, but Oid all of Adim. It's learned that from Yirmiyah, and the Yirmiyah it says that he had 2 Adim aside.
He's like Shnai Maiden,
just he can't with whatever it is, Baal Peh should be the same Big Sav. So those are the two aids, those are the two opinions in Tosa. Is there a new Gzeres HaKosu that a star has to have Dafke 2 aid? Maybe Hilchus Eidus Big Sav is not the same as Hilchus Eidus Baal Peh. So Tosa gave 3 answers on this question. The Gemara says the guy has the diary, and if he doesn't remember the story on his own, he only says over what he said in the diary. Then it's no good. If he doesn't remember, then it's no good. So he said, what do you mean it's no good? The diary itself is a shtar. So they gave one answer that you need that wasn't written to Midas HaMaschayv, and that was debated. Then they gave another answer that was debated. Maybe an Echad B'shtar is no good. Then they gave a 3rd answer that's not debated. If it wasn't written B'loshen Shel Shtar, it's written by Remiza there. It doesn't say, this is, I'm hereby. He wrote, I attended the bris, and there was a pigeon up there, and then I saw a hezek. It's not written Meloshen Eidim. It's not a full sentence, not a full paragraph. So that's why it's no good. Not written Meloshen Hagodah Zedis. That's not acceptable. And then we mentioned yesterday, the Ramban, in the end of Yevamos, has a comment. But it's assumed to be correct. I think the other Rishonim also agree. Ramban says that the shtar only begins to give Haggadah Seidus when you have Tfisas Baal HaShtar. Das HaMaschayv authorizes the writing of the shtar, then you have to give it to the person, to the individual, on whose behalf was intended in the first place. If you didn't give it over to the other party here. I wrote a diary. I wrote that Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. I didn't give the diary to Shimon. So it didn't give Haggadah Seidus. Now I'm going to give the diary to Shimon. I forgot the whole story now. So I can't give Haggadah Seidus now. If I would have given it to Shimon when it was still fresh in my mind, maybe we would have a din of Eidus. It would be Eid Echad B'Shtar. It would be good. Maybe you don't need Das HaMaschayv. But there was no Tfisas Baal HaShtar. You just write over a story that's not called a Shtar Shtar. Only gives Haggadah Seidus when you have Tfisas Baal HaShtar. If you never had Tfisas Baal HaShtar, it doesn't give Haggadah Seidus. This is the famous Tosfos. Fine.
So according to what we just said, is the first day in Tosfos agreeing with Rambam, or are they different?
The first day in Tosfos,
with regard to the Das HaMaschayv, is that the same as Rambam?
Agrees with the Rambam on one point, that in the Shtar Raya it's impossible to have Das HaMaschayv, and then they part ways. So the Rambam says, since it's impossible to have Das HaMaschayv, you can't have a Shtar Raya in a Torah. The existence of Shtar Raya is only a Takana Midrabban. And Tosfos says, Faket, since it's impossible, the only time you need Das HaMaschayv is when it's feasible. When it's impossible to have a Das HaMaschayv, namely a Shtar Raya, then it can acquire a din of Shtar without Das HaMaschayv. But it's Eid Echad B'Shtar is no good. If it would have been 2 Eidim, it would have been good without Das HaMaschayv. He agrees with the Rambam on one premise, and then they go in opposite directions.
Why is Rebbe so committed to the, once Tosfos says that no Das HaMaschayv is necessary in Shtar
Raya,
well,
that's
very so committed to the notion of Das
HaMaschayv
at all. Maybe Tosfos doesn't, and that
answer
isn't
really good. No, that's a Mishnah in the other Baba Basra, that by Shtori Mechirik you need Das HaMaschayv. No, that's a Mishnah. Every Shtar needs Das HaMaschayv.
What about Rabbein
Tam Shita,
that it's only
a healing
that's.
Rabbein Tam says, Shalech Edusa Lebezna. You can send Edus to Bezna, right? He disagrees with Pirish Rashi Alachumish. That's the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. There's nothing wrong with Mipik Savam
if you send it into Bezin, but Bezin will read it, that'll be the Kabbalah Seder.
But you don't need a Dasa Mishraib, according to
him. No, to become a Shtar, you do need Dasa Mishraib. You want the Eidus to be Chal now, that even if the Eidim will die later, but the Shtar will still be valid, that you need Dasa Mishraib. But if you want to send a letter to Bezin, so Rashi Achum says it's not acceptable. Abinatam says, who says? Shalech Adamei, who says the Bezin? Well, Bezin will read it, then the Eidus will be Chal. The Eidah has to be kosher. It has to remain kosher till the time that Bezin reads it. If he forgets the Eidus, he's not kosher. Or if he married the Malva, the Loiva sister, he's also not kosher. If it would have been Midin Shtar, if it would have been written Midas HaMaschayim, even if he dies afterwards, once the Eidus was Chal, it's Chal. So nothing can possibly live later on. Yeah, this din that Shtar needs Das HaMaschayim, so what do you do with the Mishnah in Bava Basra and Omer Aleph? 5-6 lines from the bottom. Mishinimchak Shtar Chovo Mamin Olevedim Abola Bezim Kosmo L'Shtar Racha. They write him another Shtar. Where was the Das HaMaschayim? Or Haserv Shtar Chov Shal Chaveroi and Bava Kama Daf Tzadik Ches Omer Aleph. The next line in Tosef. First line was Bava Basra Kuv Samaches. Next line is Bava Kama Daf Tzadik Ches. Someone burns a Shtar Chov Shal Chaveroi, now the Loiva doesn't want to pay, so it's a Dina Digarmi. So since we pass like Rameh, Danina, Dina Digarmi, so he has to pay for the Hefsid moment. So the Gemara says, how are you going to know how much to pay? You have to have Edom. So you have Edom, let them write another Shtar. So there's no Hefsid at all. So how can they, what do you mean if you have Edom, they write another Shtar? But the Loiva doesn't authorize the writing of another Shtar. Don't you need Das HaMaschayim? So that's what Tosfos answers, both on the Mishnah and Bava Basra Kuv Samaches, Mishinimchak Shtar Chovo, as well as on this Gemara, Hasarv Shtar Chovo Shal Chaveiroi, that if they're Edom and know what it said, then you write it again. So Tosfos said, but what happened? But you need Das HaMaschayim. Isn't it Pi'im Alom Piksolom? So that's what Tosfos explains. And Bava Kama, they write it. Over here, they write it. Once you had Das HaMaschayim to write a Shtar, then you don't need again Das HaMaschayim to rewrite the same Shtar. There was Das HaMaschayim to write a Shtar, so you don't need again on each and every individual Shtar.
Which customers?
But the problem is that it's Eid Mi Pi'eid. That's not good. So that's what Tosfos ends off. No, it's not Eid Mi Pi'eid. Eid Mi Pi'eid is only if the first Haggadah Seder was Chutz LeBezin, so it's Eid Mi Pi nothing. And that's exactly what the Gemara says in the end of Shabbos, Eid Mi Pi'eid is good by Isurim, because Eid Echonem Isurim doesn't need Haggadah Bifnei Bezin. But by Eid Mi Pi'eid, and the first Eidim testified in Mominus and the Foshes, the Dovish of the Erev in the presence of the Bezin was Mekabel them, then it's Eid Mi Pi'eid. Eid Mi Pi'eid is good, Meikar Adin.
Case of where they write over another Shtar, they don't have it.
Right.
So that's in business that's happening.
That's what?
That's in business. Business
they don't
need.
No. Exactly. They really don't need a business. They really don't need a business. The Adam can write over. The Gemara there, Daf Tzadikas raises a possibility. There is a machlekes hatanim, but the door of garm l'mamim k'mamim dami and bava kama. And there's a machlekes whether danin and din and digarmi. So the Gemara, is there a connection? So the Pashto says that there's no connection. Some rishonim, the shachan chashmishim, because the Ravon holds that there is a connection, like Gemara's havamina. Most of rishonim hold that they're unrelated, and most of rishonim assume that Grom of Benazik and Potter is L'chol HaDeis, and the Machlokes HaTanaim is only with the Danin and Din and Garmi. Grom and Garmi are not the same. Other Rishonim say, no, Grom and Garmi is the same thing. So once you say Danin and Din and Garmi, you're saying that Grom of Benazik is Chayiv. So that's not the generally accepted opinion. There are some, there are Rabbein Ephraim holds like that. Ramban quotes Rabbein Ephraim holds like that. We assume Grom and Garmi are two different things. On this last Chiddush that Tosfos writes, on the last line, Habikilu Meidim Ra'inu Eidush and Nechkur of the Bezin. If two witnesses come and they testify, we saw the way Bezin was Mekabalatus from two other Eidim, and they say who the two Eidim are. So Tosfos says that's not a problem of Eid Mi Pi'eid. There's no halacha Eidim have to be Eidi Hamaisa. Eid Mi Pi'eid would be good also if the original Eidus would have been given Bifnei Bezin. The original Eidus is given Shalab Bifnei Bezin, so it's Eid Mi Pi nothing. That's why it's no good, and that's why Bayit Echonem Yisurim, it is good, because you don't need Bifnei Bezin. So Rabbi Chana Basaman wrote a sefer on Yevamos, Kovitz Ha'oris, Zandaf, Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara quotes this din, the Pim Velom Piksovam, he has this long discussion of Hilchos Shtaris. He quotes that there's a Shita Mukubetza, he dug up Apkias, a Shita Mukubetza somewhere, where they disagree with this text.
that if two Edom testify, Re'idu Hechshi Nechkre Edusim Shel Shnei Edom Efnei Bezin, that would not be good. That Edom Epi Edom is not good because he need Edi Amaisa. How are they going to explain these two Mishnah? The Mishnah, Vishanim Chak Shtarchov Ma'amar Olav Edom, Bola Bezin, how are you going to explain that? The other Gemara, Bach, Sturv Shtarchov Shel Chaveira, the Gemara says, Echidami, Edik Asadi, the other Mahavi Kosebe, Dichtav Le Shtar Achmina, write him another Shtar. Write him another Shtar. I don't know. He talks about that, but he quotes not all of Rishonim agree to the, what Tosfos wrote on the last line. On the last line, Achof and Merav they write, "Havi kiilu meidim ra'inu edu shenechkur of the bezin," and they're not certainly good. So Rav Chana says Shita Mugbetz quotes Rabbeinu Yonah in the middle of Bav Basra. Rabbeinu Yonah disagrees with that line. He holds that it's not true. Now, how does he explain the Mishnah? I don't know. That's a good question. Here, Tosfos doesn't explain it. Tosfos there in Baba Kama has. But the Gemara says, Idi Kasadi. If the Edom will know what it said in the Shtar, so let them write him another Shtar. So Tosfos there asked the Kasha, but there's no Das HaMaschayev. So that's what Tosfos answers. As long as there was once a Das HaMaschayev to write a Shtar, then you can write a substitute Shtar. You can write another Shtar. You don't need Das HaMaschayev in each and every, in each and every individual Shtar. Once you have Das HaMaschayev on a Shtar, so it covers the next Shtar as well. Fascinating topic. Okay, what's tomorrow? So again, yes, I mentioned tomorrow, between 9 and 10, there's going to be a choice of three shurim, whoever wants to attend. Then between 10 and 11, and then 11 o'clock, they asked every rabbi to give a shurim in Yoni Eretz Yisrael. There's enough to talk forever on Yoni Eretz Yisrael. Maybe we'll talk in the last parak about Yoni Eretz Yisrael. Okay. And then Sunday morning, I have to give the shurim early at 9 o'clock because I have to leave early. Okay. So, yeah, about the Hakaloylam Laritzi song, the last parrot. Whoever's interested, I'm